This is the cemetery established in 1862 following the Battle of Shiloh.
Historian John Neff is the director of the University of Mississippi's Center for Civil War Research. Buried under our feet, right on campus, absent markers or headstones, lie the remains of at least 400 soldiers.
The Confederate wounded who were brought south from Shiloh to Corinth were then redistributed to a number of northern Mississippi cities. The young men who did not survive their wounds in hospital were then buried here.
Steeped in tradition, the Ole Miss campus is alive with reminders of its Confederate past. To become more inclusive, the school this summer renamed a road from Confederate Drive to Chapel Lane. Last month, it decided to stop flying the state flag because of its Confederate battle flag emblem. Progressives and traditionalists clash here regularly over how to deal with the past.
It's hate! It's hate! It's hate!
We are, all of us, pursued by our history. We are shaped by it. But our current everyday environment should really reflect our values as much as they reflect historical values.
That leaves teachers to focus on an objective historical narrative while trying to ignore the biases of the moment.
It really isn't down to a debate between states' rights or slavery causing the Civil War.
Historian Melissa Jones is the editor of the online publication Mississippi History Now.
What really caused the Civil War is the expansion of slavery. It was really important to the South after the conclusion of the Mexican War.
Michael Cathy, a social studies teacher in Coffeyville, a small town some 30 miles south of Oxford, agrees.
Mississippi during that time was based big on agriculture, and the Civil War, a lot of people debate about it, but the main issue was slavery.
Coffeyville High School is about 98% African American. Understanding the Civil War, Cathy says, depends on your vantage point and color.
It's all about traditions, it's all about family values, about history. And I think we will always have a division when it comes down to that.
So this was a military hospital during the occupation of Oxford during the Civil War and was able to survive the burning because it was a hospital.
Back in downtown Oxford, Ellen Foster, an Ole Miss professor of secondary social studies education, has taken her class of future teachers to St. Peter's Episcopal Church to show history in context.
Mississippi and Mississippi social studies teachers hold a special responsibility to teach all of our history, the black spots, the dirty laundry, if you will, because if we can't talk about it and move toward understanding, not just tolerance, but understanding, then we can't expect the rest of the nation to.
Having taught before and in Texas, Professor Foster says she's noticed a different mentality in the Magnolia State, one reflected in a commonly used textbook.
So the ninth grade Mississippi Studies book tends to characterize the occupation of Mississippi during the Civil War and the post-Reconstruction and continues to tell that story as an occupied people, that the federal government did this to us. And so it seems to take away the ownership of we made these decisions and headed down this road.
The idea of victimhood endures even in the name of the war. Some conservative white Mississippians still refer to it as the War of Northern Aggression. Again, Professor Foster.
We fought that war and we're no longer an occupied people. Reconstruction is over.
Classroom teachers say they have to find a way to balance teaching Southern history accurately while incorporating the ghosts of the region's past. For the Southern Education Desk, I'm Sandra Knispel with Mississippi Public Broadcasting.